Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Fingering Open Your Ass, a buttful of fantasies from Quinn Rhodes of onqueerstreet.com, read by Girl on the Net. Fingering Open Your Ass is fucking brilliant. There's something indescribable about pushing a lubed up finger inside you. I take great pervy delight in doing so, because it's filthy but also deeply intimate. If you're letting me inside your ass, that's a sign of trust that I get off on. Almost as much as I get off on the feeling of your hot, tight clenching around my finger. It's so ridiculously hot. I want to open you up and make you exposed and vulnerable, and for a short minute, mine. It's not dirty and it's not exactly taboo, but there is an air of both of those things about putting my fingers in your asshole. Especially if I spit in your ass before I push my fingers inside, or make you suck my fingers and mindfuck you by telling you that it will be all the lubrication you get. It wouldn't be, of course, but I want to tease you and taunt you so you're already a writhing mess even before my well-lubed fingers push inside you. I want to call you a slut as I fingerfuck your ass, doing my best to twist my fingers inside you and brush against your prostate until you moan and squirm. Your ass grips my fingers greedily, and I will spank it. Gently, but it will clamp down around my intruding fingers nevertheless. I will spank it when you rock back and try to fuck yourself on them. I grin as I kiss the base of your spine, though, because somehow my fingers inside you make sex both reverent and playful. And that time I pushed my finger inside you, somewhere we really shouldn't have been fucking, because I was hungry for your cock, hungry for you, and not content with just filling you with the butt plug. Remember that? I think about it so often. I wanted to stretch you a little first, to fuck you a little before. I wanted to tease you and push you because the noises you made were simply obscene and I took pleasure and pride in wringing them out of you. Teasing your asshole is delicious and it only takes a firm hand on the small of your back to pin you to the sheets while I play with the edges of your sweet little hole. You're so pliant in my hands and I like to think I know each of your whimpers so well that I can anticipate what you need even before I've asked you to tell me. Asked you in my dom voice mixed with concern and hope and affection. But also, making you tell me how good it feels to have my finger inside you. The idea of working you open slowly is incredibly seductive. One finger first, then two, then a third, but from my other hand. I want to use both hands to stretch you. That's the image I had in my head the other day when I curled up next to you under the duvet and told you that I wanted to finger your ass. I want to feel you resist, but keep going anyway, because I know you want it. Almost as much as you want my dick in you later. Fingering open your ass is fucking brilliant, and it's all I can think about right now. I have a butt full of fantasies about it. And I want to give you a butt full of my fingers, or at least three, if you really beg me for them. If you liked that, you can find more fantastic smut from Quinn Rhodes at onqueerstreet.com, or come and find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, and support the project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.